You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and Kate Lochte is here with me in the studio.
And we're so pleased to be joined by Susie Crook, who is the Executive Director of West Kentucky Mentoring, INC. And this is a really important work going on in our community, especially when you stop and look at the single parent statistics in our midst. To be able to have adults give hours of time for children's lives to show role modeling and that another person cares in that child's success is a really big deal, isn't it?
Yes. Hello, Kate and everyone. I'm certainly happy to be here this morning. We think our work is absolutely important. As a matter of fact, I often tell groups that I speak to that we're in the business of changing lives. Sometimes the kids in our program are on a path in one direction, and when you put a mentor in their lives, then that path changes, and the grades started getting better, the peer relationships start getting better, even their relationships at home. So we see changes all the time because of this mentor in their lives.
It's really surprising the influence one person can have by being a friend, a sounding board, a guide.
Exactly. When I think back to my days in college and my psychology classes, they used to call it the significant other. And I never, I guess, really understood what that meant until I became a mother and had a daughter who sometimes your kids don't want to really listen to you. But they'll hear something from the same thing you said from a different person. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. So I really understood that term and what that meant for someone else to be in a child's life other than their parents, not trying to take the place of their parents ever, but trying to just be an additional source of information, of friendship, of knowledge, someone that's helping that child's world expand in many ways.
We're talking about stuff that our listeners know about. I mean, you all understand what Susie does, and you may not understand everything about it, but we're here today because there's a fundraising event coming up, and we might want to talk about why you're fundraising, what that helps do.
Well, you might have known that we used to be Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we've since made the change to West Kentucky Mentoring. It is our vision to one day reach out to the 8-county purchase region, so not just here in Murray and Callaway County, but we do want to make sure that this program always remains strong because it will be the beacon of light for others to follow, as we can say. So we have to fundraise every year. We asked our donors to give generously because without their gifts, we could not keep our doors open, honestly.
We know about that.
Yeah. Everybody seems to know that these days. We're still, we've been doing mentoring in this area going on 18 years now. I've been with the organization for about 8 years. So we have a long tradition of mentoring here. The Youth and Nonprofit Leadership, now called Nonprofit Leadership Studies, here at the university actually started our program back so many years ago under the leadership of Dr. Roger Weeks. So every time I talk to those classes, I tell them, this is your legacy. How many other universities can say, we started a nonprofit agency? I mean, to me, that's very important that they know that they started this and they have a part in helping to continue it. So many of those students are actually mentors. They're interns in my office. They're volunteers. They plan events. They're just all in the middle of this, as they should be, because it's their legacy that mentoring is here. Now let me tell you about the fundraiser. I'm sorry, but I get all that and I get all excited because to me that's just something really special about us. We have, hopefully, this will become our signature event. We've been looking for something that we can do every year, and we are partnering with the Treasure Golf out there by Trends and Treasures with those folks, and we're doing a Put Children First, P-U-T-T. Many of you may not even know, I didn't know it, that there is an indoor glow golf.
What does that mean,
glow well, golf? Well, there it's like in Blacklight, if you remember the days when we grew up. Blacklight and all of the holes and everything is all brightly colored, and they show up, and you play in the dark, and it's just a whole lot of fun. We just, for families, for kids, for couples, for youth groups, for just whoever, we just think it's a wonderful thing. But the main thing for us, we were looking for something that was kid-friendly and family-friendly, because that's what we're all about. And these are delightful people. They own Trends and Treasures. They have the golf place, which is not their main means of making a living. And they're being oh so generous with us. We're getting like 50% of the profits off of this, which is unheard of, simply because they care. And I just want to tell y'all all to go buy Trends and Treasures and tell them thank you for doing this for a nonprofit, because that's hard to find that sort of support in a small town like this. But we're going to do an all-day Children First from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. You come by, you buy a ticket at the door from us. You can either just buy a ticket for $5 to play golf, or that ticket, they're also serving a spaghetti dish. Spaghetti and meat sauce, and for all of you out there, it's gluten-free. So they're really concerned about healthy things as well, which we're concerned about. Or you can buy just a ticket for the $5 for the plate lunch. Or you can buy a ticket for $10 and do both. But in addition, they have another room where there are cornhole boards set up. So we're also running sort of on the side a cornhole tournament. And for teams of two, it's not regulation, but it's a fun tournament. For teams of two, it's just a $10 entry fee, and that's all clear for us. So we just want you to come. We'll have drinks. We'll probably have hot chocolate or whatever we need to do. So please come and just support this. I have to say my friend Chuck Williams is having polar plunge that morning. So we want y'all to get all warmed up after that by coming indoor to play putt-putt with us.
Sounds like a fun day, but I didn't know there was regulation cornhole tournament to play.
That some diehards really, they're so far back you have to
stand.
There
are rules to this.
There are rules, I think. I'm not sure everybody sticks to them. But that's what I'm told by my college interns and all, though.
Oh, my gosh. So this is the day after Valentine's Day, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Treasure Golf on South 12th Street next to Trends and Treasures in Murray. I want to know how one becomes a mentor if one is not part of that nonprofit.
Sure.
We love to have
people call us and say, I'm interested in being a mentor, or come up to me even in the grocery store and talk to me about that. I talk about it all the time, wherever I am. Find me on Facebook. Yes, what we need you to do is let us know. We need to make an hour appointment. In that appointment, we get quite a bit of information, written and otherwise, from you. We do an in-depth interview, and then we, in that other part of the hour, we do our first orientation and training with you, so that between the time that the background check is clearing, the references are clearing and all that, that you're actually working. We give you a packet to go home, and you're actually working and learning and training to become that mentor as we get you matched after that.
What kinds of things will I learn?
Well, we have, there's a special part I always have to cover about sexual abuse and physical abuse and all of that. Just so you know, if a child that you're working with has, shows any signs of that, so you know what to do. Because it is the law in the state of Kentucky that suspected abuse must be reported. Or if that case or a case ever goes to court, you can be subject to fine, imprisonment, or both, and we might be shut down if that wasn't noted and handled appropriately.
So it's a really important job, and you are depending on volunteers to
yes.
do this in the community. How many are serving?
Right now, we We closed with 107, which our total was supposed to be 100 matches that we were supposed to have. We're working our way back toward that. We have between 60 and 70 matches presently, and I see no problem in continuing, and probably by next fall we'll hit that 100 mark again. And that's really phenomenal if you think about we've only really been in business for 2 years since we've closed down one and opened up another. But, yes, we make sure that the volunteers know that it's a commitment. We love for the students to come and give us their 15-hour service learning or whatever they need to do, but we'd rather have a commitment to be a mentor. I'll find other things for you to do if you're just volunteering hours. We ask for a year commitment. We do other trainings that we're going to invite you to. It might be on something specific. In that 30 minutes, we also go over things about, you know, what are the rules at the school if you go into the school? Where will you be doing your mentoring? How do you go about handling different situations as you do that? We cover quite a bit, and it is a commitment. It's not just something you take on lightly. And I'm just happy to say that probably about 98% of my mentors are Murray State students, and they have been phenomenal. I can't ask for anything better. When the students make this decision to commit and be a mentor and understand what it's all about, they do take it seriously. Many times I have the volunteers go back, you know, year after year after year. The longest one that I've had since I've started this early on with Big Brothers Big Sisters and all and lasted through this has been one gentleman here that started and when he was like a freshman, and he stayed and went to grad school, and then he stayed another year or so, and he stayed matched with that one boy for about 7 years. It was absolutely wonderful. And knowing that family, he and grandmother stepped in and really probably saved a life, because the other two brothers had gotten into big trouble and were already incarcerated and all. So I see that used to be little boy, now he's in high school, and he's doing great. And I know he still keeps in touch, although the mentor had to move off, you know, and go on with his life. I'm sure they're still in touch, you know, by phone
and will
or something.
Be.
Yeah, and will be. Many times these are like friendships, you know, you and I make. They're for life. And when you know that you're making a difference in someone's life, you tend to keep up with that person, you know, and that's what we want. Our kids are not bad kids. They're just from maybe a situation where they need some social skills or they need a little academic help. But they're not bad kids. They may not have gotten the best breaks in life. Their parents may struggle. But that's what we're here for. The parents understand this is a service. This is not something just lightly given away. They have obligations to answer the phone and talk to us at times, too, and tell us what they're feeling and thinking about the relationship their son or daughter's having with their mentor. We actually are going to begin trying to keep up. I've been here long enough. I can look back and see some of the kids that have come through the program, and I've had my first graduate now from high school. And we're actually going to try to get those stats that everybody's wanting, you know, the data about how big a difference do you make? Do you know? Well, many times we don't know, because we start with our kids sometimes in first grade or kindergarten, and it just takes years, you know, to see what that person, how they're going to make their decisions, because ultimately it's their choices. But we're going to try to influence those choices every way we can. But we want to see what those choices, how their lives turn out. And now we're just able at least to see if that one or two that's beginning to graduate. I know I've got some that are seniors that have been in the program that are now high school senior mentors, because we have one little group at Murray High that's able to do that.
Wow.
Thanks to Miss Speed. And she's giving back already. So to me, that's fantastic.
Wow. Yep.
That her life was helped in some way, and she sees the necessity of giving back. So we're going to be able to maybe track some of those because I've been here so long?
Well, it's wonderful to have that kind of longevity to be able to watch people blossom. We're going to scoot now. We're talking with Susie Crook, who is the executive director of West Kentucky Mentoring Incorporated, but we can't scoot without talking about Put Children First.
I love my interns. They're just terrific. We couldn't get things done at the office without them. But they came up with this after I talked with the good folks at Treasure Golf. I said, we need a title. What can we call this thing? And one of the quietest girls came up with this title, Put Children, P-U-T-T, in parentheses, Put Children First. And I love it because we do put children first. Every day, everything we do, our mission statement, our accountability statement, we want them to make good choices. We want them to have higher personal goals. We want them to enjoy academic success and become people of character. In the end, if you're not a person of character, how can you really succeed in life? We've just seen it so many times. So we are really all about being that difference in the child's life in every way we can. And we've got some great kids. We just need some mentors. We need donors that will give generously. I mean, we're struggling. We are in a brand new building. The Housing Authority of Murray has graciously let us use their building over at 203 Ash Street. It has just made a world of difference in how we provide the services we do. We now can have activities there. I have a huge big room that I had a Christmas party and a Thanksgiving feast for mentors and mentees and a fall festival where we invited the whole housing area there and got lots of new kids into the program and made friends with parents so that they knew we were on their side. We're a positive influence in that community. And so we've got everything going for us. But if we can't keep our doors open, then it does no good. So we have to have you out there listening to please make a donation. $5, $10. We're going to be sending out letters during our buddy campaign that we, as our annual fundraising drive. Give generously when you get a letter. I know you have many other things that you can give for, and they're all worthy causes. All of our nonprofits, you can be assured, work together here in this community. We have lots of friendships between us all, and we try to make the best use of your dollars by working together and not fighting amongst ourselves. So give generously so we can all continue the work that we do.
And play Glow Golf. For the first time
have
in
fun.
Your life.
Come and have some fun. This
Saturday,
is a late Valentine's.
Once again.
Yeah.
Saturday the 15th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Treasure Golf, 1306 South 12th Street in Murray. Thank you, Susie, for being with us.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate you having me.